playing hip hop's best. Eric B and Rakim, Carmen and 50 Cent. That's hip hop, baby.
For shizzle, my nizzle. For sheezy, my kneesy.
Breakdown FM.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breakdown.
I'm rocking, girl, I'm shocking every chick up around. There's no one that can hang, cause my hands are so quick. Doing tricks on two turntables, baby, I'm so slick. And my beat goes boom, 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 boom. Say freak menage a trois. Come closer, dear. Let's pretend you're a Ferrari and I will drive. I'm gonna show you why Egyptian lover is so alive. And my beat goes boom, 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 boom. So hearty, see the sweat on your face. Baby, I'm tough, tough, I'm rough, rough. I'm so unique, I've got the baddest jams around. You little freak, freak this.
Right now, we standing here in front of a West Coast legend, man. When we look through the history of hip-hop, even though, me personally, I don't think you got your just due, I think history will treat you a lot kinder for the type of contributions you had. We talking about the one and only Egyptian lover. You know, for people who aren't familiar, because there are a lot of new school cats listening, give them just a little bit of your background. How long you've been in the rap game, and what are some of the things you think that you really brought to it?
Been in the rap game probably since 79, 80, 81. My first record came out in 83, and I brought a lot of high-energy dance music to the scene. A lot of high-energy dance music. Dre was one of the first persons that took from my style and made Surgery and Juice and all that with the World Class Wrecking Crew. And it was like, wow, you know, for them to take something of mine and make it their own was like a compliment to me.
Right.
And I really appreciated that. And it was like, wow. Then other people started doing Arabian Prince. And so I saw the music spread. And so I made more music than they made more music. And now, you know, all the way till a couple years ago when Tag Team came out, boom, there it is. You know, Luke Skywalker, Two Live Crew, I taught them. They did their thing. I mean, a lot of people came from that kind of music. And to this very day, I'm still doing that kind of music. And I got a new album coming out at the end of April.
You know, when we talk about West Coast rap, especially out of Los Angeles, it often starts with NWA and then we move on. But there was a whole foundation, there was a whole group, and almost to the point that parallels what was going on in New York. Talk about some of those early groups and some of the scene that was back in the early 80s, late 70s out here.
Well, out here, before NWA started, there was myself, Egyptian Lover, with Uncle Jam's Army. We had a record out back in 82. Then all the dance clubs, all the dance promotions all made records. So I did one. Wrecking Crew did one with Lonzo and Dre. We had LA Dream Team do their thing, which was another dance promotion group. Arabian Prince did his thing, and he was kind of one of the people that helped NWA get on the map. Because when Arabian Prince brought the record to the radio station, we only played it because we thought it was Arabian Prince. We didn't know nothing about NWA. So Arabian Prince helped them out a lot, and he came, of course, you can tell by the name, Arabian Prince, Egyptian Lover, he came from under my wing also.
Right. You know, there was the Egyptian Empire, and what was kind of unique about the time is that you had your own record label. Y'all were doing your own thing. So that was kind of new to the game. And talk a little bit about that, and especially the difference between the hustle game down here in L.A. and up in the Bay Area where I'm at, you know, in terms of how y'all were really just doing the damn thing for yourselves.
That's a whole nother story, boy. I started a record label with Uncle James Arman called Freak Beat Records, and when I saw that my stuff was getting ready to take off, I knew that I had to bring it out when I wanted to bring it out and not have a partner. So I did it on my own label, which was Egyptian Empire Records. That way I can come out with records Friday, and it'd be in the stores on Monday at will, at a drop of a hat.
And we're talking about the early 80s. When people were trying to get signed, you were doing this.
Well, it really wasn't no rap groups out there. There were only about a handful of rap groups back then. So if you go to the record store, you can buy all of them. 10 records would be in the store. So when I had that opportunity, I did it. Got my own label started. I was actually one of the youngest people to ever have a record label, to have a gold record. So it was kind of big at that time.
What is a DJ if he can't scratch? What is an MC if he can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. What is a DJ if he can't scratch? What is an MC if he can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. A party people all around. Can you get down? I wanna see you dance to my dangerous beat. Everybody freak, 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 freak. You know who I am, I rock two turntables with Uncle Jam. I'm the Egyptian lover, baby, I'm number one. I'm a mixer, scratcher, rapper, loving son of a gun. I rock the live dancers on a freaky night with the Egyptian lover. It's gonna be right, make all the pretty girls scream while they dance, cause I'm the Egyptian lover, king of romance. What is a DJ if he can't scratch? What is an MC if he can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. Baby, 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 baby.
I like the
into like Egypt, you know, my bass, my beat goes boom, and they would say, well, that's not real rap, you know, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that, and was there a New York influence, or was this something unique to the West Coast that you all were bringing to the table, and people, if they didn't know it, they didn't know it.
Well, I got a lot of influence, just like from the East Coast, I got it from Kraftwerk. I mean, I heard Soul Sonic Force, they stole the Kraftwerk beat from Numbers, and Kraftwerk music from Tour de France, I mean, from, Trans-Europe Express. I heard Kraftwerk, and I kind of got my influence from Kraftwerk, too. I kind of got my influence from Kraftwerk and Prince, and kind of mixed them together and had like a sexual party kind of atmosphere. And to this very day, out in Europe and everywhere else, they call it electro music, and they call me the pioneer of electro. It's just the kind of music that I like, the up-tempo kind of dance music is what I really love, and that's what I do, and it's just blowing up. It's still blowing up right now.
Now, you taught Luke Skywalker how to play the drum machine. I know that. And a lot of people don't know that the Two Live Crew has its roots, has a lot of its roots out here in California. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that. And also, how come, you know, Bambada, who had the whole electro-funk thing too, how come you two never hooked up when y'all were both pioneers in your own right?
I think only because he was on the East Coast and I was on the West Coast. I met him one time at a convention, and he was just standing there, and I said, what's up? And, you know, said my name. And we just said what's up one time. But we never did nothing together, but maybe we should have, you know. And we would have had a whole nother kind of sound, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been loved. I still would love to do something with him. Actually, you heard it first, but Egyptian Lover and Chubb Rock is going to do a record in the near future.
Really? Okay. Well, we got to look out for that. Talk a little bit about the Two Live Crew and their influence out west and how you helped Luke.
Well, Luke was a promoter in Miami, and he hired me to do a concert. So I went out there and did a concert. And we had another show the following night. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do the next show live. Instead of just playing the record, I'm going to play a drum machine. So I told him what kind of drum machine, and we had to go rent one. So I rented one, and he watched me program the whole show on the drum machine. And he said, wow, man, teach me how to do that. So I taught him how to do that. Now, two live crew, they were on the West Coast. And they used to come to my dances all the time and watch me scratch and watch me mix in Richard Pryor on some of the songs. That's where they got the Richard Pryor on their kind of songs and all the cursing in their songs.
Because you were a DJ first. Right. And a lot of people don't know that the West Coast really had was a DJ haven. Right. That you know, they've left that out in documentaries, but we know the truth.
And not only just the DJ, but the baddest DJ ever on earth to this day.
So go ahead, you were saying about Two Live Crew.
So Two Live Crew kind of got a little style from me, you know, the scratching and mixing and all that kind of stuff. And when I finished the concerts in Miami, Luke said, you have any more groups out there on the West Coast that might want to come out? So yeah, call Mecola Records, man. There's a group called Two Live Crew. Go ahead and sign and bring them out here. So yeah, that's how they met. Two Live Crew came out the door to do a concert for them, and he kept them out there, and they did songs together.
Well, man, we appreciate this, man. Egyptian Lover, a legend out here. Any last things that you think people should know that you want to share with them?
That the West Coast rap is West Coast rap. The gangster rap did start with N.W.A., but rap started way, way back in the day with Uncle Jam's Army, with the Egyptian Lover, World Class Wrecking Crew, L.A. Dream Team, and we go on.
And for the record, and I remember seeing y'all do, like, I think it might have been a Touch of Class parties up in the Bay. Four turntables. Y'all were doing this, like, way back in the early. You know, so talk a little bit, just a little bit about that DJ scene, because that needs to be shined and highlighted.
Well, man, all the records we had, we sped them up a little bit to keep the party going. We played all up-tempo records, man. We needed four turntables to keep the party going. We did so many different things. I played records backwards, put four on at a time, was mixing them all at the same time. It was nothing but a big party scene. And I only made a record to actually play that I thought our scene was missing, that kind of style. So I made that record to play only at my dances. I didn't know it was going to blow up like it did. And, hey, it was the first West Coast record to ever go gold.
Okay, there you go.
This is Breakdown FM.
West Side Ride. This your boy Sly Boogie, a.k.a. T. Lamont, baby. Reppin' the West Side, i.e. West Coast.
Breakdown FM. Them. Them.
Egypt is the place to be. Egypt, Egypt. Pyramids are also shallow.